having sex.
What is this for?
This is Wednesday next week.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Nick and I were talking about something really fucking gay earlier.
Don't,
what are we talking
about? You don't have to fucking broadcast
it. Yes, I do.
It.
Yes, I do. I'm a journalist. They were talking about Adam's penis.
Thank you. You can.
You're welcome.
We were having a debate. I said it's okay. Nick says enormous.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He said he could be.
Yeah,
it.
If you got pictures of Bobby's cock, go ahead and send them to me.
Send those over.
Yeah, just go ahead
I'll
and...
I'll be over.
Oh, how you doing, Star Ross? You boys need anything? All right, go ahead and send me those pictures of Bobby's cock.
Hey, you know what Bobby's cock looks like?
Just go ahead and fart them to me.
Fart them.
I'm going to fart them to my email.
Ah, fuck. We are here getting sucked off, eating butt.
Super excited about the new Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't been announced yet, but boy, am I excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Finally, all the answers.
We find out Lando is actually the smartest Jedi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lando's been a Jedi this whole time. Mm-hmm. He's been controlling everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of chess. You know when people are really good at chess, they play themselves?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lando was doing with Darth Vader and Luke the whole time.
Mm-hmm. How about Blando Calrissian? He's like, I'm just a boring guy, but I do like to come.
That's great. He's wearing a sweater vest.
And he lives in Cloud City.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, weed.
I fucking love it, dude.
I love smoking weed.
I actually am addicted to weed
again.
I had a lot of fun doing weed with you.
Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Edibles.
Yeah.
Laughing about our friend getting...
Laughing about a girl. Nick reading an article about someone being groped.
She wasn't groped.
Oh, she wasn't?
No, it was just the guy asked her out and for her number, and then she gave it to him.
Whoa, she did?
And then he kept calling her, asking for dates. Some Middle Eastern
guy. Trademark.
Yeah.
Moroccan persistence.
Maybe I think it said that he asked for a hug.
Mm.
But
he's
they met
he's
in a
where
parking
my hug
lot.
At type.
Yeah.
He's
Well, today we are mourning the death of Bert Kreischer.
No.
I'm predicting he'll be dead by the time this airs.
The number one party animal of stand-up comedy.
All of his stories are 100% true. Without question. Those all actually happened. Because there's no such thing as a comedian that would lie on stage.
Nope.
And make
Not
up
for
a story.
A laugh. That's
Never
for sure.
Would a comedian just make a story up entirely. You ever meet people like that that just wholesale fabricate like complete
it's
stories?
It's crazy.
I mean, you embellish a little bit, but like...
Yeah, you add a little
embellishing
detail
is what
there.
Life's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Belichicking it.
It would be so easy to be...
Someone move their phone from the cord.
It would be so easy to be just be a comedian that just complete bullshit.
Be a storyteller.
There was a comic back in D.C. who doesn't do stand-up anymore, but
one time
I was like... He like got off stage and I was like... Dude, that's a crazy story. He's like, yeah, I did. It completely didn't happen.
Talk
about
getting in Gabe.
A, Gabe,
yeah.
Yeah,
Gabe used to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That story about getting in a car accident with Busy Bone.
Did, like,
from
go around joke where he's on the bicycle?
No, that happened. He did get a DUI. Oh. He made up.
No, he made up that story about getting in a car accident with Busy Bone.
I think he added Busy Bone for no reason.
Yeah, it was just maybe
just
a normal
oomph for a little punchline.
He just added
the biggest part of the story, which is just
that was like the biggest part of the story.
I like that guy. That guy really liked cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved
and gambling.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was up here for a minute.
I went to a baseball game with him after he quit comedy. We went to a Yankee game.
What is this, a fuse?
No, that's a jewel pod for a jewel.
Were you guys doing a quitting comedy together baseball game?
No,
right,
it was after Come Town started.
I mean, you see him, it would be like... November 20th, and he would be drenched in sweat.
Yeah. It'd be freezing cold outside.
What's up, man? Just sweating profusely.
Yeah. Think about getting back together with my ex, dude. I'm not sure, though. Uh-huh. He was constantly thinking about getting back together with her.
He truly did love cocaine.
Yeah, but he, like, low-key, like, had, like, great finance jobs, so he'd go completely broke and then, like, live, like... Like complete like psycho like modesty for
a
couple months, like make all the money back and then lose
it
all again.
He had an apartment like down the street. Well, he was like over in
Bushwick.
No, he was in the East Village. He was in a fucking spot like Yeah, like a couple blocks away from like pianos or some shit.
Oh shit.
Oh, in Alphabet City?
No, I'm trying to think what that area is.
That's the Lower East Side. Pianos?
Yeah, it's like like Allen and Delancey.
Yeah. Lower East, baby.
That's Lower East.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabe is
welcome
a good dude.
Welcome to the Lower East Side.
Yeah, hello, it's the Lower East Side. Yeah,
welcome to Lower East Side in New York. Traditional accent of the Lower East Side.
Yeah, I just love being a bohemian poet.
Yeah. You know me, I love being a fucking kike landlord. That's my whole thing, is I wake up, eat pastrami, yell at some black people who owe me rent, put on my stupid fucking hat.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
God damn, I love wearing this dumbass fucking hat.
Yeah, well, I love
sucking
a
baby's penis.
Wearing knickerbockers.
I love the little curly shits off the side of my head, yo.
Yeah, dude, it's like little Roy Rogers curly fries. Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm trying to eat them again. I keep forgetting they ain't fries.
Damn. You ever do that? Eat part of your body because you forget it's you? I do that all the time, man. I thought my fucking thumb was a hush puppy. My fucking fat ass Jewish thumb.
Yeah, I'm a fucking Jew.
Yeah, I'm a fucking Jew bastard. I know shit about fucking nothing but money, you know? Fuck, I love lighting my fucking big ass candle. I got 9 candles in one. That was a deal down at the Family Dollar.
Oh yeah.
I said, let me get 9 candles, but pay for one.
Oh, yeah, I just like to walk into the 99-cent store, see if I could talk them down a couple cents.
Yeah, how about this? 87 cents.
I cannot, my friend. It's the price.
Shit, same year I was born. I got that number tattooed on my neck.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how personal it is to me, the year I was born.
Yeah, I got that and a crab with the Maryland flag, even though I am a Jewish man.
From the Lower East Side.
Buildings in the Lower East Side. I got the Natty Bow guy on my fucking nuts. Yeah.
I got the Natty Bow guy and he's winking at a coin.
My friend Danny moved into this like shitty building that was just first like renovated to rent out to white people on Bushwick Ave, but like right by that cemetery, the Jackie Robinson Parkway, like way down the
L. How about a cemetery and it's just for gay guys?
Yeah. Mm.
Just for guys who have ball seams.
Okay.
Does everyone have a ball seam?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
And then do you have a ball seam, Adam? Of course. Down the middle?
I thought some people didn't.
Some people just have one nice round nut.
Asian people don't have
it. I bet you some people have one big ass nut.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty funny.
You bet me?
I bet. You want to bet?
Nah, I think you're probably right.
Because I bet right. That's right. Yeah, thanks.
No, they were like born with one nut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you don't mean cancer guys. I mean guys with one big ass nut with two nuts swimming but in it, but there's no seam.
He means a seamless sack.
Seamless sack. Yeah. But
is that what seamless means?
Yeah.
Yes.
The website?
Every delivery guy does not have a nut.
That'd be great
seam.
If they started the company Seamless and didn't buy the website, so they're like, it's seamless, you can order food on it, and then they start like with all the branding and shit, and everything's like, they already got the license, and then they check, and seamless.com is some guy who doesn't have a ball seam, and he's just posting pictures of his balls and asshole
just
for other,
plowed from
other
behind
middle-aged
him.
Closeted guys to jack off to. So much of the internet was that, like in 1997, half the websites were like, the Pepsi Bart Simpson experience. Yeah. And it's like, go online to Exxon's website where you can play games with other fourth graders.
Just flash games.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You can enter a chat room that's filled with other kids for sure on the Nabisco website. And then it was like, you know, guys that love to fuck the menus from Panda Express. Mm-hmm. It's like these weird gay niche Angel Fire websites.
Oh, yeah.
We're part of the, you know, inserting nails into your urethra web ring.
Mm, damn. Was that a ring?
Yeah, there's a ring. And there's guys that wore light jeans pulled all the way up to their rib cage.
Ooh.
Just bulge gaze,
I
you
love
know?
That.
Gaze that are always thinking about, how can I accentuate my
yes.
bulge?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wasn't there like a wet jeans subculture
cream
too?
Cream in my jeans, baby.
Was
cream
that
in my jeans.com. I know it very fondly.
Was it men creaming their jeans or
cream
women?
CreamInMyJeans.com. It's men creaming in, coming in specifically Levi's 501s.
Yeah, 501s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah, there's also Bareback Exchange, which was, that's okay. where I learned the term paused up.
Nice. Well, that was a big moment for
These
you.
Were big websites for me when I was a kid, dude.
Just 9 years old.
Yeah, just fucking looking at Goatsy and sending it to people.
Now, bareback exchange was just gay guys having gay sex with no condom?
Well, no, it was like you could bring in, like, you know, Donkey Kong Country or, like, you know, yeah. Your Bone Thugs and Harmony CD. In exchange, man would fuck your ass without a condom. Mm-hmm.
Ah, that was your form of payment. Yeah. It was bartering, like the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is that Buffalo Exchange? Is that how it got started? Was it originally bareback exchange?
Couple of Buffalo soldiers.
Yeah. You know? You just go in, you bring your old like Quicksilver tees, and then you get fucked in the
fucked
ass.
Fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
And then they rebranded because they were like, we should just take money for these clothes.
What were the Buffalo soldiers again? Yes. It's black people that were hired to kill Native Americans.
They were like black mercenaries.
It was reggae guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they were very Rasta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dreadlock Rastas.
Buffalo soldier is an extremely gay name for such a homophobic culture.
Were they actual Jamaicans or just Bob Marley had a song?
Had a song just called Buffalo Soldier. But I think Buffalo soldiers were black men that signed up to kill all the Native Americans. Which, if you look at the history books, not a single white man ever harmed the Native Americans.
That's right. That's
true. It was entirely free blacks who also owned slaves.
Stormfront.com.
Who bought slaves from the Jews. Uh-huh.
That's very funny. That's a good joke. Anyway, so...
look, man, read your fucking Howard Zinn.
It's right in the people's history.
Yeah. You can't believe
before
everything.
They talk about how racist Woodrow Wilson is.
White people's history in the United States. Anyways, Danny moved into this like chassid, like shitty, like just opened apartment. And they were like basically taping tiles to the walls and I get to his house, I was like, can I get a glass of water? He's like, oh yeah, the cabinet's right there. And I literally just open the cabinet and like the door just flies back.
Yes.
I just like ripped off the entire door.
Fucking rules.
Yeah, it was just so shit. I don't think it was fixed for like 4 months. Like they, you know, those chassid guys like wouldn't do anything for them.
Yeah. You know. I know that is a type of like, I mean, is it racist to be like, I don't want a Hasidic landlord?
They're the worst landlords.
They seem just like the
Polish landlords are pretty bad from what I understand in Greenpoint. My friends live there.
Greek people are pretty good. Greek landlords aren't bad.
My first landlord in New York was a Dominican guy who also owned a pawn shop that you needed to buzz in to like get into it, like to get into the
rules.
Business. Yeah.
Did you ever get anything nice? Did you ever do a little Buffalo exchange?
No, he didn't.
When rent was due, would you ever do?
He didn't
a
let me
exchange?
Get any. Yeah, he sold a lot of chains with like you know Jesus pieces, and he had basically just a Jesus piece store.
Bro,
on Knickerbocker and
are you? You guys are out of town. You guys are.
I'm out of town on Saturday.
Are you back Monday?
I'm back on Wednesday morning.
Ah, fuck, Nick, you're gonna be. Are you back on Monday or no?
Yeah, but then I gotta go to.
Oh, true.
To
Boston.
Go. To Boys Town.
I think Mara Wilson is subtweeting my ex-girlfriend.
What? How would
they
you
were
know your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
They were?
You got to stop doing that kind of
damn,
shit.
Damn, bro.
You really...
Stop it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, the most, like, you know, the people that would do anything about it already know who my ex-girlfriend is, so it doesn't fucking matter. Anyways, don't fuck with my ex-girlfriend.
Majizilda.
Yeah.
What about that? And it's, she can jack off dicks with her mom.
I don't know. How about this? Fuck Mara Wilson. I don't need to subtweet anything.
Nice.
You're a fucking idiot. Matilda sucked.
Matilda was good.
I know.
It was good.
Miracle on 34th Street sucked.
I didn't see that, but I did like Matilda a lot.
Uh-huh.
I identify with that fat kid that ate all the cake.
Yeah.
That was my favorite guy.
In Matilda?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? There was like a mean lesbian.
Yeah, some fat
Runstable
lesbian.
Or something.
Yep. Who Trunchbull.
Trunchbull.
In elementary school, Eldest played her in a production of Matilda.
A boy.
Yeah.
He did
a gender bending. Yep.
That rocks.
And he nailed it. He knocked it out of the park.
Because he was tall, probably in it.
Yeah, pudgy, fat. He looked like a lesbian.
He looked like a big old dyke.
He did. And listen, too many people make that joke. Like now every straight male comic that wears flannel says, I look like a lesbian. But Eldest legitimately has the body type of a big, like, butch lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
He's got woman's hips and he dresses like a man, and that's pretty much what you need. That's the combination.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple nice little pair of titties on him.
Yeah, I'd fucking...
Would you fuck Eldest?
No way.
I mean, neither. It's disgusting.
Fucking... Pudding, man.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Gross.
You have a better version of fat than him.
Yes, but he's just
but
happens
he's
to be tall and
he
has hair.
Actually, he has a better version.
He's
of
got
fat
a better body for sure. He just lucked in. Like I've said before.
No, but he's like pear shaped.
His body shape. I have a better shape. I have a funnier, nicer. I'm very taut. As a fat man,
your skin
is
tight. His skin is loose.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You can get a little squeeze of my cheeks.
He's more like jiggly than you are.
Jigglypuff.
You're sort of just bursting.
Suck off my dick. Yeah, I am. I'm bursting at the seams because I'm fucking horny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
My nuts, my seamed up nuts.
Yeah,
are
exactly.
Quivering.
You don't only have cum in your nuts. It's in your stomach, ass.
It's everywhere.
And then when you blast,
I'm
it's
not,
just.
Yeah, I'm not fat. I just have a lot of jizz.
Old Faithful.
Throughout my whole. Oh, yeah. The girls jump up like a. Yeah, like a geyser, basically.
Peter North style cum shots.
What's the biggest cum shot you've ever done in your life? Do you remember?
Yeah,
it?
I don't know. I guess it could be about a lot of people.
Oh, so do you want to take back what you said?
Can we?
No, I still don't like.
I don't know. There seems to be nothing wrong with her. I don't really know her, but I like Matilda. And
don't
know.
Fucking take Matilda's side on this, dude.
Bro, I don't know, man.
She's
it's
not
going
to suck your dick with her mind.
Yeah, I want her to, though, dude.
Just a bunch of books rubbing your dick. Just a floating books. Danny DeVito's like, get him off. Do it, Matilda. Get him off.
Just a fucking a fucking fleshlight. She jacks my cock off.
What if Darth Vader was in the closet, right?
I'm listening.
But then he used Sith magic to jack men off, but because he wasn't touching them, he's like, it's not gay. Right? He can choke guys. Why can't he jack them off?
He chokes them, and he does the thing with his hand.
So he can do this thing.
But what I'm saying is, if as long as he only uses his mind and not his hand to pantomime it, it's not gay.
All right. They're at like a Sith council meeting and his hand is under the table. No one sees him jacking
he's
off
doing
the other
it,
guy.
If he can do it with his mind, which I believe he's powerful enough to do.
He is. He's one of the most powerful,
Sith lords of all time.
Yeah. She's subtweeting brilliant, sensitive, warm, funny, accomplished women who have podcast boyfriends.
Oh.
But she goes, brilliant, sensitive, warm, funny, accomplished woman. Have you met my boyfriend? Gestures to grunting, fanged, drooling, mini eldritch abomination wearing only a t-shirt that says jizz. Woman, he has
what?
A podcast.
Has a girlfriend?
Yeah. First of all, Felix does. His girlfriend is gaming.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
girlfriend. His girlfriend is Fortnite.
Married to the game, no mistress. Yeah.
What the fuck is mini eldritch? What is that a reference to?
Is that some sort of Tolkien-esque kind of
eldritch?
Maybe. I don't.
Eldritch?
Sounds
I
like
don't
a black
know.
Guy from the 70s.
Yeah,
wearing only
does.
A t-shirt that says jizz. I don't have any shirts
a guy with like
jizz.
A black guy with mutton chops.
I only have
Eldritch.
Racist t-shirts. I have a podcast with cum in the name, but I don't know.
I don't think she's talking about you, man. Relax.
Yeah, and then she says, you have a degree in social work and run a feminist
Ooh.
Website. Why are you with an actual monster?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds
like... Because I fuck good. I don't want to tell you. You idiot.
Yeah, because he can...
Damn, this got you, dude.
Yeah, well, I just don't like her.
Why?
Of all the people, because she just sucks.
Who, Mara?
Yeah.
Dude, don't talk about
Are
my
we
good
defaming?
Friend Matilda like that.
Yeah, she's always had garbage takes.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck about her takes? She's Matilda. That's all she had to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing, dude. I don't need to hear what anyone thinks about anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you did a thing I love, that's it. You're in for the rest of my
that's
life.
That's right.
Oh, I'm there for the most part, but it's fun to engage in these.
That's true. Yeah.
In these things.
This will get back to her, probably.
Oh, hopefully.
I'm sure it will. This is the free episode, Wednesday, the 12th.
Matilda, if you're listening to this.
I think. The
12th? If you can move things with your mind.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Wait, yeah, Matilda, if you're so smart, why don't you use your fucking mind to rebuild the Twin Towers?
Yep.
You selfish
or
piece
how about
of
this?
Shit.
Stop it from crashing in the fucking first place,
yep.
Bitch.
Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, ISIS agrees.
How about
Thank you, ISIS.
A Miracle on Wall Street?
Yeah.
It's about a little girl that stood up to that bull or whatever. And then everybody fucked it.
Yeah. Oh,
give me some of that good bull pussy, dude.
Give me
some of that capitalist fucking...
Did they end up doing that statue of the little girl at the bull?
What do you mean, did they end up doing it?
Yeah, they did it.
They
it's
did
there.
It. It's there.
Yeah, you saw pictures of it.
Yeah,
well, I thought that they ended
but
up
what do you
not
mean,
doing
it. You thought
it
was
there. It's either there or it's not.
Well, I thought that someone said they were gonna do it, but
the
then they
happened.
Ended up
and
doing
what did you see? An artist rendering?
I don't hang out on Wall
you
Street
know what I
all
think
the
you're
time.
Doing?
In the fucking
you're
picture.
Trying to steal being stupid for me and stop.
No,
yeah.
I am stupid.
No,
you are.
Yeah, look, that's how you know he's doing it.
No,
you fucking piece of shit.
No, if I ever know something, the way I present it is.
Oh, this is
the way
I
present it. I
start being nice to him. He loses his edge on the show.
Don't start.
And then he's still trying to steal being dumb.
Don't
from
start.
Us.
First of all, I hold down being
don't
stupid on
the show. Don't
start
being nice to me. You've always been such a kind gentleman to me.
Listen.
Second
Adam,
of all,
don't
what?
Come from my fucking corner, dude. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm the dumb one here.
Please. I have said some of the dumbest things that have
Stav
ever been said on this
but
show.
But I do it lovingly.
Alignment chart. Stav, dumb good. Me, dumb bad. You, bad,
dumb,
smart.
Evil. Evil smart?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I'll take that.
Chaotic smart bad.
What is the, what do those alignment charts mean?
I don't know.
What's think it's chaotic? Some mini Eldritch thing.
Yeah. I saw one recently.
Eldritch,
where
get your ass in here.
Nick,
hey, Eldritch,
fix
black
my
Eldest.
Yeah.
You were in the middle of it.
Eldritch is a black mechanic from the 70s, as
Eldritch.
Far as I'm concerned.
Eldritch Lever.
Eldritch, fix my motherfucking spark plugs.
Dude, I was on the
There's
road
motor
with...
motor oil all over your damn sideburns.
I was on the road with this comic from Texas.
Oh, yeah, I fucked him.
You know what, let me tell this story after I think about my underwear for a second. Actually, when I think about gambling.
Betting.
Oh, yeah,
I think about
gambling.
My underwear in about 20 minutes exactly. Right now, I'm thinking about gambling. And I'm thinking about gambling at BetDSI.com.
That's right.
Mm.
BetDSI.
BetDSI.com. What can you say about them, folks? Number one, they're a website. That's definitely
That's
for sure.
That's in for sure.
They got a website. They got a mobile app mm-hmm. that, from what I am to be made to understood, is mm-hmm. very easy to use.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you're out there. You're one of these guys. Mm-hmm. You know how I use the
no.
app?
No. Yeah. Not one of those guys.
Oh, yeah, from the
just
last
a, just a regular
yeah, yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, when I play blackjack, you go all the way up to 23 because there's an extra card.
Yeah, 22.
Hit me. And then they're like, I'm sorry, you busted with 20. It's like, actually, I busted about 20 minutes ago when the waitress walked by. But I'll have you know that when I play blackjack, I get to go up to 22. And then the pit boss comes over. He's like, he's fucking right. It's the chromosome rule.
After Rain Man.
Yeah.
After they stole a Rain Man story.
Remember when Rain Man came in, they had to change the rules so we didn't get any more Rain Man in here. But then the different kind of Rain Man's figured it out.
Anyways, that's kind of what, like, that's like a an illustration of what's going on at BetDSI.
Absolutely.
It's those kind of situations.
It isn't. They don't have blackjack, but
you
can
gamble. They don't have blackjack.
You
can gamble on sports.
Sports games.
And you know what? They got great customer service. You call them up 24/7, demand they add blackjack. Demand it. You say, well, first of all, motherfucker, do you feel lucky? You got to ask yourself, do you feel lucky? And then, you know, place bets on shit like was Mara Wilson subtweeting.
That's right. Off the board.
Yeah.
10-1.
Yeah, so they got a good. They've been paying out winners for a long time.
Long ass time.
Probably as long as the company's been around.
Yeah, I would say so.
If I have to assume something.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they got a great app.
Easy to use. Mobile
easy.
Interface.
Easy ass use.
Bet, play, motherfucking win.
It's fucking easy.
Uh huh.
Take the Ravens, man. Mm. Over the Bengals, Thursday night football. We're doing this a little early, so the line isn't out yet.
Oh, but it's next week, yeah.
But I will say we will not lose to the bum-ass Bengals. So
the Bengals.
Fuck the Bengals.
Ravens at home?
Ravens at?
At TD Bank?
No, it's not TD Bank. Dude.
What's it called?
M&T Bank.
M&T Bank.
Yeah, take them, and also, I don't fucking know. Bet against the Raiders every game.
Yes, my beloved Raiders traded away their best player. So, BetDSI.com, promo code. What is it, Nick?
Come 120.
And you get 120%.
Wait, hold on. I got to find the. Because I fucked it up one time and they got mad at me.
All right.
Because it's come 125 or 120.
Mm.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. Come 120.
Come 120.
And you get 120% bonus on your initial deposit.
Damn.
See, look, this is the kind of stuff that BetDSI will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to remember things. You just got to gamble all your money away on the website.
Right. But as long as you use come 120.
Play, bet, win.
Suck my dick.
BetDSI.com. Check them out. Promo code come 120. And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back.
And I have a hard penis.
Yeah,
I'm sort of excited. You guys don't care about football at all, right?
No, but I did want to tell that story about I was on the road with that comic from Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, tell the story.
And, yeah, he said the fucking funniest goddamn thing. So we were driving. We were going out to, like, Midland, Texas. So we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. And he was talking about his timing belt snapped in the middle of, like, West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled over into a garage. And, like they didn't have a way to, you know, put his car. I don't know. They couldn't like replace the timing belt there. So they're like, well, you can get it towed to the next town over. And there's this guy, and he calls the guy like N-word Charlie.
Jesus
Christ. He just, yeah. And he's like, just go
N-word
there.
N-word Charlie.
He does it in a way where he's like, ask for N-word Charlie. And he's like, I can't do that.
Yeah. So this gas like, station they go.
Yeah. And he's like, I can't do that.
It's his fucking
and
name.
He's like, no, it's okay. He calls himself that.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's
dude.
His. He, yeah.
That unbelievable.
It's from, a Mark Twain book.
They're really big Twain.
Yeah.
Well, I would just love it if you got that time. He's like, yeah, I'm looking for Charlie. And they're like, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then the black guy comes up. He's like, well, I mean, I might, but that's not my name exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What kind of Charlie?
Which Charlie? Yeah.
Is there another one? There's only one.
Chocolate Charlie? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? They're like, I didn't want to call you the other thing. And then he says it. And he's like, oh, so chocolate's okay, huh? Yeah. You think just because I'm a boob that you can call me chocolate? The wild world of West Texas.
Damn. That West Texas seems horrible.
It's actually nice, dude.
Nice. Isn't it just a ton of like it's just dry
desert.
Completely empty. Mm-hmm. It's so open and empty that you get claustrophobic, and
it's
like
all the fucking same.
Because you're trapped by nothing.
Yeah. Because there's nothing that's all around.
There's
you.
A lot more Mexican people in West Texas, right?
I don't know. There's nothing. No people in West Texas.
You said more
than in East Texas. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I don't know why I said that.
Dude, you're trying to be dumber than me, man. And watch it, bro.
You can see this guy's moves from a mile away.
I'm going to say some smart shit. I let me think about some smart shit.
Yeah.
Nah, you want to position yourself to be the dumb one.
Unbelievable.
Let me try to do some smart.
I've made a career out of
being
stupid.
Let me try.
And liking titties. Yeah. And being fat as shit.
Let me try.
And you will not take any of that from
me. I'm the wildly insecure, angry one. That's my role.
Nick, you're the smart one.
See, what are you trying to do?
He is smart.
He's not smart, man.
He's very smart.
We're all
shit.
Dumb. You think you're smart. Nick is kind of smart only because other people are dumb as shit, and I'm dumb. And
I'm smart at like UPN from 1996.
And he has facts.
Yeah,
but my man knows facts.
But through months of abuse from you guys, I've realized that I'm not smart.
Stop it.
You guys,
stop
no,
what
you
you're
win.
Doing.
You win. I lose.
No.
I'm
well,
dumb.
First of all, yes, you do lose.
I'm dumb.
And you have a little penis.
The last time, okay. No, first of all,
yeah,
do you have a little penis?
You're the smart one with the smallest dick.
That's not true.
Either you're smart and you have a good dick, or you're dumb and you have a little penis. So which one is it?
I'm smart and I have a good dick.
Yeah, bitch, you're fucking smart. Except you're dumb and your dick is small, but you can't say it, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm smart and my dick
the
is
old
big.
Switcheroo.
God damn it, Sob, you've outsmarted me.
You
again.
Might recognize that
wow,
play.
That was brilliant, Sob.
From the end of The Sting, 1973. Robert Shaw's like, why does my dick look like this? In this version, he was Australian.
Also, he was the one that did it.
The Sting is a movie where Paul Newman and Robert Redford trick Robert Shaw into putting a bee into his penis. He's like, okay, I guess I'll put a bee in my dick. But he's like Irish. What is it?
I don't remember.
Lyle Donegan, is that the character's name?
I don't know, but salute
Lyle,
to them.
Something like that.
Lyle Donegan.
I don't remember.
But salute to them for having such a such a good prank.
Yeah.
And by the way, that wasn't smart. That was street smarts.
Look, this is the play, Mac.
Street
what you
smart.
Do is you put the vig in the napkin, and the napkin over the vig. And then you put that in your pocket. You shake his hand twice. You go outside. You wait for the trolley car. When the trolley car comes, you hop on, hop right back off real quick, go back inside, kiss your broad on the lips. Then you present the guy with the scam. What's the scam? It's a bumblebee. And you say, listen, pal,
wow.
I got $500 in my pocket, and you can have it as long as you put this bee in your dick. Because you're, why?
Well, that's a lot of money.
Well, that's a lot of money. I guess I should put this bee in my dick. And then it stings him. And of course, I mean, you already gave him the $500, but it's pretty funny. Bum, 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 bum. No, what's the song?
What is that song called?
Yeah, The Entertainer.
The
Scott Joplin.
Yeah.
And it's Paul Newman. He's got a little cigar. Well, Robert,
We're all out of fucking money, but that guy got a bee in his dick. Just another beautiful day here in Chicago.
Good grift, dude. Great grift.
And then you beat the shit out of him and take the 500 back.
Welp, time to go mourn the loss of your black friend that died in the first half of the movie and we didn't really care about it too much.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah. You know who played him?
Charlie Murphy?
No. Roger Jones, James Earl Jones' dad, I think.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Richard Jones? What the fuck is that guy?
Jenny Jones.
John Jones.
Ooh, Jenny?
Jenny Jones. Who James. Was she hot? She was hotter than Ricky Lake. Was
yeah,
Jenny
Ricky
Jones?
Lake,
yeah.
Her weight used to fluctuate.
Yeah, Jenny that Jones, was, did she had big titties, right?
I don't remember the titties. I remember she was blonde.
I think I would pound out Jenny
she
Jones.
She had yellow hair.
Robert, you know? Earl Jones.
Mm.
They had the same middle name. Or Earl Jones is their last name.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's cool.
Robert
Simba. Mufasa Earl. Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mufasa's a good-ass name. Mufasa.
Sick name. Would you guys think it was weird if I named my son Mufasa?
Yes.
Simba,
well, you
Friedland?
You are African.
Yeah, there you go. So
it makes sense. It's a nod to the prairies.
Exactly.
The
savannah.
That you grew up on.
Yeah. Well, it's a nod to when I watch my father die before me, mm-hmm. before my eyes as a youth.
What a great voice. I wish I sounded like
Simba.
James Earl Jones.
I know.
Is he alive?
Yeah. He's still
who's,
kicking.
Who's Lacey Green?
I
don't know, but she sounds like a porn star. Lacey's a real porn star name.
Lacey Peterson? Scott Peterson's wife? Is that her name, Lacey?
I don't know. My man Scott chopped that bitch up, huh?
And then
dyed his shit orange.
Bleached his hair.
Dyed his shit orange and
did
said,
a bad job.
I'll catch you motherfuckers in.
He did like the classic middle school move, which was like you ask your dad if you can get bleached tips. And then your dad's like, what are you, gay? And then you're like, never mind. And then you take hydrogen peroxide and you try to bleach your hair yourself and it just turns orange.
I've never bleached my hair.
I've done that in my life. And I don't know anyone that
in middle school.
Adam had his visor upside down.
Yeah. In middle school,
his razor scooter around.
Upside down, Quicksilver visors, bleached tips, spiky hair.
Bro,
that was like the
razor
was the
scooter.
Look.
The razor scooter was not stable enough for me.
Oh. Yeah.
I got one
guys,
with four
Jonas,
wheels.
Jonas coming.
Me and Stav were a couple of big boys.
I literally
we
had a
big boy style.
Scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was not because I was fat.
What is he doing taking guests
I don't know.
While we're doing the
we're
show?
We're working, dude.
He knows we're doing the show. No respect.
Dude, it's so funny. Because, you know, usually we go a couple days in between, but for scheduling, we had to record back to back. And I remember last night I was like, ugh, I have to fucking do the podcast again tomorrow. And then
sorry,
I was like,
sorry.
Hey,
Jonah is here now.
Hey, Jonah. Good to see you. Jonah, don't you have something to say?
Yeah.
Oh, do it.
Oh, you can't put me on the spot like that.
No. So my friend Jonah just came over, and Nick's been doing a really good Jonah.
Yeah, I really won't be able to do it if he's here.
Damn. Go in the other room, Jonah.
No, I mean, I know he's in the other room.
No, he's
room.
Gone, dude. He went out the window. He went
the
out the window.
The Joe list has been fucked up, too. I can't look. Here,
okay,
bro,
he closed
I'll
the
use,
door.
I'll use list as a test.
Okay,
if I can't
so,
do
so
list.
You do it, and then Jonah will, on mic, just say one thing.
No,
we'll see
man,
how close
no,
it is.
No. I'm telling you, I'm not feeling it right now.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm retiring from impressions.
No,
what are you talking about? You're a master of impressions.
You love impressions.
For me to perform at this caliber is a disgrace to myself and the sport. Or something like that. Isn't that what Tyson said?
Oh, I don't remember.
He said he's
that
trying
last to fight, he just like quit.
Yeah, he was like some fat white guy that barely boxed.
Just some Irish guy,
some
guy
Irish
out of a homeless
guy,
shelter.
He was an Irish guy, right?
Yeah.
ISIS, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just some big Irish retard, and he like just gave up, and he was like, "For me to lose to a fighter this caliber is like disrespectful to myself in the sport."
He's right.
He's
it
right.
Is disrespectful to himself
he's
in
the best.
Sport. He was one of the greatest champions of all time.
Lennox
Lewis.
But
he like burned out
children.
Like when he was like 22.
Well, he went to jail for raping and beating a woman,
which should make you better at
in
boxing.
The prime of his career.
I'm sorry. And for any other career, I would say, yeah, that probably didn't help. But if you go to jail for rape, there's no way you didn't become better at boxing.
Yeah, you're just doing push-ups.
I don't know.
I think
that if you're Mike Tyson, you're going to jail and you're like the heavyweight
not
champion.
Not only does
no
it make
you
better at boxing,
you.
It makes you better at rape.
That's true.
Yeah. He probably did
yeah.
get better at
rape. And Mr. Tyson, for raping, we sentence you to 7 years in prison, which will either make you worse at rape or much, much better.
Very good at it.
Or, yeah, either you'll regret your decision to rape or become a master of rape. Quite possibly the greatest rapist of all time. Like Big fan of your work, by the way. Huge fan.
The rapes, I mean.
The rapes, not boxing.
I like that he's going to some colonial British prison.
Yeah,
also.
Right. Yeah.
The judge is wearing a wig.
No, I just thought you had to start talking like this when you became a judge.
I used to always think that I was born on the day he lost. I was born
to who? Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. It was on February 11th, and one of my a family friend told this incredible story about watching the fight and hearing that I was. Being born at the same time. And then I looked it up, and it was actually 1990 and not 1989.
Yeah.
So we just completely
lied. So it was a lie.
And I was fucking, I was robbed of this beautiful memory.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I would just keep telling that lie.
That's true. Because
someone told it to me once, so it sounded plausible. I would make it even more fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mother and gave the moment in Tokyo.
His face hit the mat. Yeah.
I popped
out. Oh, it was in Tokyo.
I popped out of that puss of Duch Leo.
Oh, I can't wait, boys, by the way.
To go to Fuckio?
Yeah, to go to Fuckio and box you.
Don't tell people we're going to Japan, man. I don't want people coming up. I don't want these Japanese people coming up to me.
Swarming us?
Yeah.
Well, my idea
What if the podcast is like the number one thing in Japan? We had no idea.
Yeah.
We just moved there.
Like that band Anvil. Have you seen that documentary?
They let me cut a fat pig's throat at the festival.
Oh, yeah. Those really fat pigs?
Yeah. That's their South by, dude.
Yeah.
Their South by.
Yeah. It's in Taiwan, but that's their South by.
Yeah.
I can't wait to eat sushi.
There's this documentary called Anvil about this Canadian band who were like complete metal band, and they were complete washouts, and they're like, yeah, just one more tour. And they're, you know, they're like, there's no reason to keep doing this. And then they get to Japan, and like the whole time they were just huge there. They had no idea.
That's crazy.
And they're like playing a stadium. It's like you want to cry at the end of it.
That's
it's like,
beautiful.
You know, I was singing earlier, Panic, Where'd the Dicks Go?
That's
yeah,
good.
That's great.
Damn, which one is there? So I can't remember them.
Vegas closing the goddamn door, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I chimed in with the haven't you people ever heard of. Sucking a goddamn dick, yeah.
Letting me suck your cock, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm very fucking gay.
Vegas legends.
Where the dicks?
Vegas legends.
All the penis.
Where did all the dicks go? Holy shit, where are all the dicks? Yeah, it's fun, huh?
When we were seniors in high school.
Gay sex. Me like it gay sex.
Me like it gay sex.
Okay, Adam, you're not
participating. Me like hole.
Thank you, Stockless.
Come on, dude. I just want to be a part of something.
I wish I could do a Keith David impression.
I like penis. I like butthole. I like man cum.
I was saying that earlier.
The Navy.
Yeah.
Navy. The Navy. Navy. Accelerate your life.
It's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
People would know what you're talking about.
Ass to ass.
Ass to ass.
I suck that dick, Snowball.
What does he say?
It ain't going to. I ain't taking it out for Air Cinderella.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
What's the line that he says to Connolly, though? Keith David.
I don't remember.
Requiem David for a Dream.
Requiem.
Is he still alive?
Requiem.
R.I.P. Burt.
Do you remember the
R.I.P. Squirt Reynolds?
Requiem. The R&B star from England, Craig David?
Huh?
Do you remember Craig David?
No.
Can you feel me? Can you feel me in?
No.
You don't remember that song?
Is that about his ass?
Yes.
He says, I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for air.
Oh, yeah.
About his dick.
Yeah, yeah.
That rules.
That movie is like not as good as I remember it was.
I've never fully seen it. I've seen the ass.
When you see it when you're like 15, you're like, wow, this is amazing. So many cuts, ass to ass. This is the greatest movie ever. And then you watch it again, you're like, oh, it's not actually.
But black broads don't know nothing about no head.
Wait, that's not true. It can't be true.
I don't know why. Maybe that's something to do with some
Superhead
ancient
was
Superhead, yeah.
How do you do Keith David?
You had it the first time.
Navy. Accelerate your life.
I don't know. I can't do it.
That's good.
No.
That's
close.
Pretty good.
It's close.
Do the take it out for air thing again.
I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for air.
Yeah, it's good. It's gravelly.
At the end, it's better.
You can't go as deep, though. You don't have as vocal range.
I didn't take it out for air.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You lost it.
Now, he's got like an elocution to
yes,
him.
Yes, he does.
You know, he sounds right.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Not that's why he was the voice of the Navy.
Yeah.
Navy, suck another man's penis. On a boat. Suck off a man on a boat.
Bum, bum, ba-da-ba-da-bum, bum, bum. I like sucking.
Remember those Marines commercials where it's like the Marine is like on a chessboard fighting a dragon?
The fire monster. Yeah, there's like a lava monster.
That
right.
Was tight.
And he's climbing that it's like looks like a tower, but it's like made out of rocks and shit.
The U.S. Marines, are you 7 years old? Do you think this kind of shit is cool? Hopefully in 7 years, you'll know that this is what you want to do with your life.
God damn. Imagine.
What?
There had to have been a couple guys that think that.
That got into the Marines for... Yeah. Because of that dragon?
Yeah.
I got into this to kill a dragon. I thought I was going to kill a dragon.
There was probably... I actually think you're right. I think they thought that sword... They were going to fight magical guys.
The sword shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nothing about being a Marine has anything to do with swords.
And they got those little fucking bitch-ass uniforms, white pants and shit.
At the end of that commercial, The Few, The Proud of the Marine, he like flips the sword up to his shoulder. Uh-huh. And it's like, have you ever tried to do... I constantly tried to do that as a kid.
Yeah, Adam would play with his baton in his room and try to do all of the moves that the pretty Navy man did in the commercial.
I had a play sword.
His baton collection.
No, I had a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Little like, lightsabers.
Yeah. Mom, Dad, I'm going to be in the parade.
One. Yeah.
I mean,
it was
the
shitty one. You know the expensive one that made the noise?
Yeah. Of course.
My parents wouldn't get me that shit.
What's like a.
There was like a better lightsaber that you could get at Toys R Us.
The one that didn't fold out. There was one that was just a sword the whole time, and you turned on, it was like zoing.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It made the lightsaber noises. And then there was one that was just like that just extended. You
yeah,
like
just
flip it
bullshit
out.
Bullshit plastic.
Just
I remember
plastic.
As a little kid, I would
someone cries.
As a little kid, I would fantasize that when I was older, they would know how to make lightsabers, and that I would just be able to have access to one. Like
yeah.
They would let me just have a laser sword.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
Remember that movie, Johnny Mnemonic?
I love that
Keanu movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you remember that thing, that like rope thing that they'd cut people's heads off with in that movie? It was like a lightsaber rope, and then you just like go behind someone and then wrap it around their neck and just slice their head off.
I want to cut somebody's head off.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. With what?
I don't know, a machete, maybe.
Really sharp, or would you hack
dull.
That shit?
Dull as hell, baby. Yeah.
Couple whacks.
I want to cut someone's head off with a souvenir baseball bat.
That would be fuck. That would hurt if that happened.
There used to be a minor league team in Vegas, and I used to...
Called the Vegas Gay Adams?
No, they were called the Vegas Stars. Now they're called the 51s after Area 51.
Ooh, and it's
yeah.
They're
the Mets. Team? The Mets AAA team.
That's pretty cool.
But they were the Dodgers AAA team for a while.
Do they have green aliens?
They had a mini bat night, and people were throwing them on the field, and they had to like stop it. Yeah.
How many did you sneak out in your ass?
Did they still do
like
that thing at Red Wings games where they...
The squid?
Yeah, an octopus.
I think they still do that.
Nice.
Damn,
they
that's
throw
good,
an
that's
octopus
good
on
octopus,
the ice.
Bro. Octopus is delicious.
No, it's the dangerous ones.
Oh, fuck.
The evil ones.
They're smart. They're like they escape. Like when
I don't fuck
put
with,
them in
I don't fuck
captivity.
With octopi, dude.
They don't have bones.
You know what I think is cool?
Because they're sort of like birds in a way.
There's
a beak.
A big type of hermit crab.
Mm-hmm.
They're related to hermit crabs. They're called robber crabs that break into people's houses and steal their pots and pans because they like shiny things.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yeah, and they're enormous.
Uh-huh.
How big?
Here, I'll pull one up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine just finding one of those motherfuckers in your kitchen, dude.
I know. They're enormous. They're terrifying.
Can you shoot it? What was it? What does its meat taste like?
Does
it taste like crab?
Probably,
that
but I mean,
tasty.
look at the size of this fucking thing.
Ooh, I hate that thing.
I know.
That scares me, dude.
I know. Look how fucking big that crab is, dude.
No, fuck that.
They're enormous.
Oh my God.
Fuck
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah.
I do not want any
Yeah,
part
they're
of
like
that.
Giant spiders, basically.
That's really scary.
I know. Look at this.
Fuck.
Look up what its meat tastes like.
I don't think they taste very good.
Well, who knows? You won't know until you look it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking it up. I want to see a picture of one stealing pots and pans.
All right. Well, I'm going to just wonder. I'm just going to assume it's like crab, but a little gamey.
Like, oh, her pots and pans are gone. I guess a Chinese family must be naming their kid.
What an awesome joke that was.
I love that joke.
Throw them down the stairs, baby.
Yeah. fuck.
Shut up.
Well, if you got parents, they probably wear underwear.
Yeah. That's factual.
Probably, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. And with the holidays coming up, you probably want to...
Yeah, it's holiday season. And that means it's underwear season, baby.
It's getting cold out there, folks.
You're probably going to wear
another pair of underwear for your mom and dad.
You got to wrap your mom's pussy up in some beautiful underwear.
Mom's stinky pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of you. You stunk it up when you came out. A lot of people don't know this, but if you listen to
most
podcasts,
baby shit in the
you're probably taking dumps in your mom's pussy throughout the pregnancy. And that's why your mom needs Mack Weldon underwear.
Uh-huh. I don't know about you guys, but...
Because your mom's got a bunch of turds up
baby
in her
turds from 25 years
listen,
ago.
Listen, ladies, if you got a fella in your life, he probably needs underwear. But more importantly, you need to go to MackWeldon.com and get some men's underwear to deal with your turded up pussy.
Mm-hmm.
They got... they believe in smart design,
yes.
Premium shopping, and simple
premium fabrics.
Yeah, I think you kind of fucked that one up, but it's fine.
we got simple minds, simple clothes. As a mentally handicapped man,
no.
Okay.
We did that for the last read. The last read featured heavily into Rain Men of different kinds.
Yeah, definitely need to wear more underwear. God damn it, Ray, did you shit yourself again? You're lucky you've made me $200,000 over the weekend. Oh, also, we're brothers, Charlie. Don't forget that we're brothers with each other. I don't give a shit.
How does that move? Actually, let's finish the read.
Yeah. We should all watch Rain Man together after this.
I'd love
this.
To. Well, I'm going to take a nap, dude. I feel like shit.
I'm going to go to the gym, probably.
Nice.
And while I'm at the gym, I'll be wearing my Mack Weldon underwear,
yep.
Which is good for any kind
I'll
of...
I'll be napping with them on.
Yeah, you can nap and wear Mack Weldon underwear. You can get dressed with them on.
Get head.
You can get...
Pull your cock right out of that little hole.
Keep your penis in the underwear and demand that she sucks you off.
through That's how good this shit is.
Yeah. The cum will seep through the seams.
You could do what I do, which is wear one pair of Mack Weldon underwear and then second pair
and
on
then
top.
Date a guy.
No, that's not.
And then date a guy
who
also wears Mack Weldon underwear.
That's homophobic too.
And then you trade.
It's not homophobic.
It's
you're saying that's what you
I'm
do.
I'm not afraid
no.
of
you're
it.
Push,
first of all, I'll never be afraid of any gay man.
He's
they're all pussies. You ask me.
Okay.
So yeah, guys, Mack Weldon underwear.
I think
Mack Weldon underwear. Smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping. I've used the website myself. Very easy to use. You go on there, click bet, win. You check them out.
That's the wrong one.
I know. I'm sorry.
It was a bit, man.
Yeah. No, it's not a bit. I really do love their underwear, you know? I really... especially their silver line of underwear and shirts, which are naturally antimicrobial, which means if you got a small dick and you put them on, your dick is gone. It'll burn your dick off. It'll burn your small dick right off your fucking
body.
No,
that's not true. It'll make it bigger.
Well, Adam knows personally.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wear two pairs of Mack Weldons at the same time.
Your dick double as big?
No, because the outer Mack Weldon's function as shorts.
I don't have a dick. I actually
underpants.
Have an Audi pussy.
You have an Audi pussy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
What,
anyways.
When you buy underwear for your Audi pussy, what promo code do you use?
I use promo code CUMTOWN. You get 25% off. Sorry, $25. What the fuck was it? God damn, I hate remembering numbers. Anyways, use promo code CUMTOWN. I'm sure you guys are all at the website right
now.
Yeah,
of course. Why wouldn't you be, you gay bastards?
And you get 20, and then you tell you what, if you don't like the underwear.
Oh, yeah, you just keep them and they'll refund you.
Yeah, they refund you the money, but you keep the underwear. Just call them up, use promo code CUMTOWN, and, shit. it's so hard to search the mail. I know the promo code is definitely C-U-M-T-O-W-N.
Yeah, it's almost certainly C-U-M-T-O-W-N.
All right, here we go. All right.
Damn, my fucking...
There you go to macwell.com. Get 20% off. Not $25. Nice.
20%
off your order using promo code Cumtown. C-U-M-T-O-W-N. And we're back.
Damn, bitch, we're fucking back.
Me lucky gay sex. Me lucky gay sex. I love that song, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for summer to be over. I fucking hate the summer.
No, dude, I want to get... Now that I'm... Oh, by the way, I'm back in shoes. Today was...
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was my first day out of the boot. I'm limping like a bitch, but I'm out there, dude.
We should go to the aqueduct soon when the ponies start racing again.
When? What, is that in the
fall?
I want
to go to the beach.
I think so. I think they do it on April and then again in fall.
I would love to bet on the ponies. Actually, a friend of a friend I hear is a hell of a handicapper.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently it's you got to go to the races with this fellow because he knows
that.
What
he
he's
doing. Yeah? We'll make some money.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say his name on the pod, but
yeah,
we should go
right.
with this
You're
guy.
You're not going to say his name.
It's a man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, what's his name, man? You and this guy
yeah.
hanging out?
me and this horse handicapper
going to the ponies?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his
name,
how do you
dude? Yeah.
Dude.
He's got a man's name?
Yeah, dude. So anyway, what were you saying?
Dude, I've never even met a guy. I don't know any guys.
That's crazy. Dude.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah. What are their names?
Yeah, what are the names
what
of
was
the guys
his name? Yeah, oh, yeah, you haven't met guys?
Yeah. Oh, it yeah. feels good. I genuinely mean this.
I bet
it,
does
feels,
feel good.
It feels good like we're back to normal a little
good.
Bit. It feels like we're back to normal a little bit.
Yeah.
What's
I bet
normal?
It does.
What's normal's name?
Normal is you calling me.
Yeah,
a
what's his name?
Calling me a homosexual.
What's that guy normal's name?
Oh man, out of context. What's his name? Fuck! I can't wait for people to say that to me for years and years.
Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna be the one that people are saying that to.
He will. He
why?
Will.
Who's gonna say it to you? What's his name?
Yeah, is a guy gonna tell you that?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
guy gonna what's
say
his that name?
I don't know. I've never. I don't know.
Who's what's the name of the man?
Oh God. You guys are a riot. Let me tell you, you guys are crack me up.
It's like whose line is it anyway? But it's what's his name anyway? And it's an improv show where they just keep calling Ryan Stiles gay.
Ryan, you're gay.
Yeah. All right, the next game coming up. Wayne Brady, you're gay. Oh damn.
Colin Mockery, gay.
Fucking queer. Oh, thanks, Drew.
I used to think Colin Mockery was hilarious.
Yeah, I bet you
when
know.
I was a guy.
I always
when
hated
I,
that
when
show.
When I was a guy, when I was a kid. Did
you? Whose line is it anyway? Yeah.
You
I
didn't like it?
I
thought it was. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I just knew.
I
mean,
Colin.
It was like so clear that it was scripted.
Was it?
Yeah.
I guess you're probably right now. In
it probably wasn't.
You don't think,
I was just
no,
like,
no,
why wouldn't they just... Because I thought it was like magic, you know?
No, there are a ton of people
it's
that can
TV.
Do
it's
that
like,
can do improv.
Edit.
Yeah, and you can edit around the bad jokes.
Yeah.
So
that's true. They
yeah.
probably did like an hour and they only kept
They probably did
minutes.
An hour and they made it, yeah, 22 minutes.
Yeah. What's his name anyway?
But it was British. Remember there was like a British one?
Yeah.
And then it was Drew Carey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it was Greg Proops.
Ugh.
Fucking J.P. McDade told me... Greg Proops has like a joke on one of his albums or some special from like 10 years ago where the punchline is he goes, logic train, woo, and like pretends like a train is passing over
somebody's
head. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Greg Proops' whole like brand is that he's very smart.
Yeah, that he reads a newspaper occasionally.
He's a very smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to,
is
that
he
was
funny?
Guy.
No, of course
I
not.
So.
I don't think I've ever heard his.
No one who makes that facial expression has ever been funny
that's
in their entire
a good
lives.
Point.
Anybody that like tints their fucking eyebrows and then raises
oh, yeah.
one of them,
and like does that sort of like boing with your head.
No, come on,
yeah. Logic drain.
Greg Proops,
suck my
stand
dick.
Up, 2003. Damn, that was already 22 years ago.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
You can give him a pass for that.
No.
You can pass on to my
cop. He's speaking French?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Greg Lodge, you sweet American.
relationship America's having with Iraq right now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There was something I understood about the whole conflict from the very beginning.
What is
something
it, Greg?
That confused me.
What's his name?
How did our oil get underneath their sand?
You've done it again.
It's our.
I'm so mad he didn't get me too'd by like a 6 year old.
I always thought his voice was more like stoner. I thought he had more of like a Cali stoner affect.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think he's just like a.
When I was a kid, I used to think Norm was a stoner because
he was a drunk and he's never drank apparently.
Well, he's been sober for like 22 years or something.
Yeah,
yeah. He used to smoke mad cigs apparently. Mm.
Like cigarillos, yeah. Swisher sweets. You ever smoked those?
Oh hell yeah! Swisher no, sweets. We used to smoke Black & Miles in high school.
Ah, here's a Mark Norman video on here. Recommended for you. Mark Norman at South by Southwest.
I like sex with men.
Yeah, you ever like gay sex? We've tried Cruise and Joe on 9 different audiences and no one likes it.
Nah, they do.
That's not true. I think people like Cruise and Joe.
Oh, Cruise and Joe might have gotten deleted from that one episode.
I think Cruise and Joe got deleted from the last episode.
No, because it was right at the beginning, I think.
Was it?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's...
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's...
You go to the bathroom?
I love going to the bathroom.
I love having sex with guys.
I go to a lot of these hotels lately and they have a... handicap stall in there, as I like to call it, the master bedroom. It's great. You ever go in this? There's so much room. Really, just stretch out. Feel like the king of France. Like Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn never works on anyone but us.
Yeah. Because it's such a stupid reference.
Yeah, those handicap stalls really make you feel like that Dominic Strauss-Kahn guy. You know, in there, you can do whatever you want. A woman from Sierra Leone comes in, tries to clean it up, you rape her.
Jesus Christ.
DSK, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Cruisin' Joe's also into women?
No.
He's just into Dominic Strauss-Kahn references.
Yeah, dude.
I would like to do like Greg Proops, but all he can do is Dominic Strauss-Kahn references. Yeah, it's good to be here in Montreal. I have a question for you. You think, is it possible that the woman who Dominic Strauss-Kahn quote unquote raped is lying? Just a tad, maybe.
That's right, Greg Proops, who really cares about Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Salute to Greggy Proops.
Yeah, damn, he looks old in every video.
Yeah, I feel like he's been old since we were children.
Yeah, he's got to be like 82 years old.
Yeah, 78 years old.
Burt Reynolds really age. Hey, it's me, Burt Reynolds.
R.I.P.
Is that close?
Squirtin' Burt.
Hey, it's me, Burt. You know what I really feel bad for is Dominic Strauss-Kahn guy.
No, that's not very good.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I have to spend a lot more time with that.
R.I.P. to the legend.
That's true. My man probably stuffed some premier vintage hole.
Yeah.
Back in the
day. He beat some women too,
other
right?
Other countries.
That sucks. I didn't know that.
I think he beat Lonnie Anderson.
How did our oil end up underneath their land? I'm fucking...
Oh, I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's ancient.
How old is he?
He's 73 years old.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but your dick is. Yeah.
Did you know Doug Benson is 78 years old?
Yeah. Doug Benson is really old.
Fuck, man. I gotta take... I feel like I'm getting actually sick. Yeah.
Oh, he was also Bob the Builder.
What?
Yeah.
Greg really? Proops?
Yeah, Greg Proops.
The voice?
Dude, he's been doing comedy since 1982.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
That's insane, dude.
That's such a weird time to start doing comedy.
No, that was a boom, dude.
Now, who's in that cohort? What are we talking
about? Starting in 82?
Fucking, like, 82 is like Bill Hicks, Dice... Barry Sobel legends, you know.
Yeah. Barry Sobel.
No, I mean that's like the Tim Allen fucking. Yeah, you know, that's like those. Mm-hmm. Howie Mandel.
Damn.
Yeah, The only people that like Paula predate Poundstone. That really are like probably like Seinfeld, Letterman, Leno.
Right. Uh-huh. Seinfeld's kind of in between those two things, probably.
Who?
Robert Klein?
No, Seinfeld started in like the mid to late 70s.
When was Robert Klein?
Same.
In the 20s.
No, he was.
Robert Klein's so fucking goddamn old.
He is old as fuck.
He's alive?
What's funny is like how long those like the like legendary black comedians were doing comedy. Like Red Fox and Dick Gregory and that one that was like
pig meat.
Yeah, that like gay looking one.
Oh, fuck, Flip Wilson.
No, not Flip Wilson. He had
who looked gay.
Nah, he has
Adam Friedland.
Yeah, Adam Friedland. Nah, it was a guy. I can't remember his name.
Penis Jones.
Carmichael something.
Gerard.
Yeah. What? Oh,
nice. There's some Tylenol for you because you said you're feeling bad. It's the kind of stuff I do for my
thanks,
friends.
Man. I appreciate it. What's his name?
Yeah. What's his name? Stavros. Oh, God. I'm going to hear a lot of that. Oh, that's 6 months. That's 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Me liking gay sex. Well, look, while Nick looks up for this guy, I want to let you guys know that this weekend you can see me in Lafayette, Louisiana on the 14th. Friday, and then I'll be in New Orleans, Louisiana on the 15th. I'm looking to eat some damn po' boys.
Hey, it's me, Burt Reynolds. Man, it's Burt Reynolds here. I'm dead.
Norm used to do him on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do him. He's hard. Not in my...
Lick my dick?
Here I am. It's me, Burt Reynolds.
No.
It's me, Burt.
That sucks. That sounds like Paulie.
Here's me, Burt Boy Reynolds.
But his voice is deeper.
It's Burt Reynolds.
It's Burt Reynolds.
If you're in Chicago, the 21st and 22nd.
Mark Wahlberg and Ellen DeGeneres hilariously create commercial for his new car dealership.
At the Lincoln Lodge.
Welcome to Wahlberg Chevrolet. I'm here with a dyke.
I'm here with a real life lesbian. Yeah. Folks, I know this is against God and the church, but you got to treat everyone as equals, unless they're Vietnamese.
Ah, Mark. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. I have this fucking spot tonight.
We're in this. I got a new movie coming out, Mile 22. We saw 8 Mile and we said, let's go 3 times that at least.
Someone's informing me that it's less than 3 times that.
Guess who has to go back to the gym? Because the brain is a muscle.
You guys ever play Game 24?
What's that?
That shit we had to make all the numbers equal 24 somehow. You got 4 numbers.
Game 24. Ooh, I like that. So let's do it right now. 6,
mm-hmm.
12,
okay. 18.
No.
No, that's not 24.
No, okay, I'm just
so that's my that's my
talent.
Turn.
No,
so now six, it's your turn. Now it's your turn.
No, now you say a number.
You just have to say 2 numbers and they have to be 24.
No, that's
6
fine.
And 12 is not 24.
I know, but that was my turn.
Now I add to that.
No,
or you could divide or multiply.
No, you have to say 2 numbers and they have to make 24.
No, yours didn't make 24. Oh,
I know, that was my turn.
That's what do you mean that was your turn?
I went and it didn't
no,
do
no, there's 4 numbers.
Okay, he tried. Now you go. Now you try.
Alright, 2 and 12.
No.
Hey, 2 multiply. And 12 is 14. That's
no,
bad.
No, you multiply and it's 24.
No, it's the end of your turn.
No, you said 2 and, which means plus.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you go.
Me. 12 and 12.
The number of guys he's fucked.
What are their names?
Come on. Yeah. Come
that's
on.
How you play 24, guys. You trap 24. Adam.
Come
into...
on.
Yep,
I
you
like
walk. That's
sex.
Now. Let me ask you this: you can take it back if you just put this B in your dick.
What B?
Well, we did it again, boys.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da.
You put a B inside of your dick. The sting.
The sting. That's my penis.
2 men, 3 hours, 17 weeks to trick a man into putting a B in his dick. What the fuck is this? This came up when I googled 24 the game.
Oh, nice.
This is a PlayStation 2 game about the show 24.
That makes sense.
Imagine what kind of weird Republican child you'd have to be to play the 24 game for PlayStation 2.
I don't know. I fucked with that first like season of 24. That shit was pretty tight.
I remember.
It was like very like Bush, Alberto Gonzalez is right for wanting to torture the A-Rabs.
I'm Jack Bauer and I'm gay.
He's got a real breathy voice. I wish I could do him too, yeah.
Smoke Kiefer.
Listen, I'm gay.
Shouts out to Donald, his dad. You can see his ass in Animal House.
Yeah.
Mm.
He grabs cereal or maybe that's the girl's ass.
Shout out to the. Yeah. Old,
let's Google Donald Sutherland's ass.
Oh God, we're really not even trying.
Hey, I'm trying.
This is a good app.
Yeah, do a Google.
Did you mean Donald Sutherland's ass? Yes, you did. No, here we go. Data Lounge, baby. Donald Sutherland sounds like a real asshole.
No. Go to Donald Sutherland.
I like him as an actor,
Mr.
but what a jerk.
Skin.
Let's see the responses. Kiefer should be grateful to the career, but Buck would have been Donald said the real best. What a piece of shit. Wow, what a joke. Why aren't these gay guys saying they want to fuck him?
I don't know. All right, let me plug these fucking dates.
Does he have a Mr. Skin profile?
Yeah, he does.
Is it only chicks on Mr. Skin?
No, there's good hog.
There's guys?
There. There's premium hog on there.
Oh, here we go. A tweet from my estranged friend Jeb Lund. Donald Sutherland's butt has had a pretty solid film career. Animal House, Don't Look Now. Just some really A-list ass work.
Nice. That's
estranged
what,
friend.
I haven't talked to Jeb in a while.
Well, you're not on Twitter.
That's true.
Who's Jeb?
I don't know. Another person that probably doesn't want to be associated with me anymore.
No, he's a Twitter guy.
Yeah. Donald Sutherland talks about revealing his bare bottom in his latest film.
Nice. He's still doing that shit? Or is that an article from like 1982? If you're in Chicago on the 21st and the 22nd, I will be there at the Lincoln Lodge. If you are in Detroit, I'm there Sunday the 23rd. Please buy tickets to that. And if you're in Denver, we're doing this a little ahead of time, so I think I will be doing a show in Denver September 30th, Sunday. Go to stavi.biz for all info. If by the time you are hearing this, it'll be on, if it's happening, I'll have it on my website, and I'll probably have plugged it on Instagram and stuff. So, yeah. New Orleans this weekend, the 14th, 14th and 15th, Lafayette on the 14th, New Orleans on the 15th, Chicago 21st and 22nd, and then I'm in motherfucking Denver. Oh, and Detroit on the 23rd, and then Denver on the 30th. So come out if your nuts are really fat and nice and juicy. And if they're not, keep your little shriveled up nuts at home.
Yeah.
We also have a Funny Moms on the 24th. And we'll be in Australia. Sydney, the 23rd of October.
Uh-huh.
Melbourne, the 26th.
If you Google Donald Sutherland's ass, you just get a bunch of pictures of Kiefer Sutherland.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
take
that's
that,
funny.
Take that, Kiefer. You guys like what I said? How I said his name?
Yeah, you roasted him. Mm-hmm.
Look at this cool headshot. It's him hiding from being gay. Don't look at me. Nobody look at me. I'm right. Not gay.
Yeah, we're good.
Are we good?
Yeah, we've done over an hour.
Yeah, we've done too much podcasting all right. today.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been fun. Guys, what else? You say Funny Moms on the 24th?
Got it all, baby.
Connor O'Malley is going to be there.
Nice.
A couple other people. All right.
Who else is going to be there, Adam?
Me.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Oh!